In Libya, the focus is on change. It's been 3 weeks since the death of ousted dictator Muammar Gaddafi, and a new prime minister is working on forming the country's next government. One top priority will be purging Libya of Gaddafi's influence. For over 40 years, the dictator infused Libyans with his ideology. That process began in the country's classrooms, and so does the purge now. Don Duncan has more from Tripoli.
From primary to university level, Libya's national curriculum is being cleansed of Gaddafi's far-reaching influence.
We don't want anything that signifies him, neither his name, his family, nor his symbols and signature green color.
That's Mohamed Zawi, director of the National Curriculum Reform Office. Based in Tripoli, it's a newly formed team of 160 experts charged with rewriting curriculum throughout Libya's entire public school system in 22 districts. For now, the Libyan experts are doing an initial rapid purge of the most flagrant pro-Gaddafi elements in schools. It's a stopgap solution until Libya's transitional period ends and a new government is elected in 8 months. Then, say Zawi, the larger, slower task of long-term revision will start.
There are no foreign experts because what we're doing is provisional for 1 year. And after, experts will be brought in from abroad and we will do an international conference to see what we can do in terms of broader changes to the curriculum.
For now, the easiest change is getting rid of subjects like Al-Mujtama al-Jamahiriya, the study of the Green Book, Gaddafi's core treatise on politics and civic life. But beyond that, many remaining subjects require severe changes. History, which had amounted to glorifying Gaddafi and his regime, is being rewritten from scratch. Until it's done, the subject has been suspended from the national curriculum. Subjects like geography would seem less problematic, but education reformer Mahmoud al-Shawadi says maps in Libyan school books were used to confuse rather than inform the students.
Gaddafi was afraid that the students or their parents could revolt at any time, so it was important for them to feel distance from each other. So in the maps, he created a big separation between East and West Libya, a vast impenetrable desert, to disorient people and make sure they felt divided, not united.
Officials have said that schools won't have a more Islamic bent, though they will add a subject called Islamic consciousness. But like everything else in Libya now, it's hard to predict how schooling will shake out until the constitution is written and a new government is chosen. But these days, the Ministry of Education's eyes are set on more immediate goals. It says the new temporary curriculum and textbooks will roll out to the estimated 1 million Libyan students by January 14th. Until then, classes continue at places like the Rixos Technical High School in Tripoli. School principal Brahim Al-Hajaji says the larger goal, removing the false ideas and mentalities cultivated through more than four decades of Gaddafi indoctrination, may take quite a long time.
I think a lot about the future of students and the children of this country. The big challenge is the little kids who loved Gaddafi and don't know why they loved him.
It was such kids that tease and beat up 17-year-old Ebtal Abu Bakr whenever she used to criticise Gaddafi. Now, the power has changed, and Ebtal can express her opinions without danger.
We have to know, the children have to know what they miss before, about the grandfather and the old people, how they was. And we have to know about that, have to know why Muammar Gaddafi's come, why did he do that?
With the dictator toppled, Libya's future is uncertain. The country is awash in weapons, and the revolutionaries are finding it hard to be good politicians. But in the country's schools, the horizon is relatively bright, assuming the country's political journey continues smoothly. For the world, this is Don Duncan in Tripoli, Libya.
There's more of our ongoing coverage of Libya online, plus the latest news from our partners at the BBC. That's all at theworld.org. This is PRI.
The World is brought to you by PRI with support from Medtronic, demonstrating commitment to global economic, social, and environmental stewardship in the 2011 Medtronic Corporate Citizenship Update, available at medtronic.com.